No, you doubt on base.
Really?
Yeah. No, we didn't do it yesterday. I stopped right before it. Vote me not off. Four lines to the bottom. We had a machlokas, two different versions of why it's also to light with the deficient oils in the Mishnah. One reason was because you might come to remove the psila. You might come to remove the wick. And the reason why I do that is because the light is faint. It's not burning properly, so you might remove the wick, which I guess merely means to adjust it more than to remove it per se. The other possibility is that the deficient wicks and oils have a problem in that there's halacha that you have to be able to light the majority of the wick. Right? Looks like you have to light the majority of a piece of wood. And here it's a problem doing so because it doesn't take properly. So now we're going to try and bring a riot from Shabbos Chanukah as to what the problem actually is. Vo min adov, on the following case, Rabbi Tachliva shol Rav Chista. Rabbi Tachliva asked Rav Chista, V'lo kein afon Rebbe, did you not teach us Shabbos Shechal Yis B'Chanukah? Shabbos, which comes out of Chanukah. Now there's the Mashbiach says here, it's a major part of the Gemara missing. What it should say here is, on Shabbos, which comes on Chanukah, you're now also not allowed to use the oil and the wicks mentioned in our Mishnah. So the question is, why not? Right? Listen, what's the problem? They might come to adjust the wick. You're not going to adjust the wick because these are candles which you're not allowed to use. Right? Because you're not allowed to have from them. Hareino shchiach u'metzis apsila, so it's not prevalent to adjust the wick, right? So by virtue of the fact that you're not allowed to use forbidden oils and wicks at Shabbos Chanukah, when there's no question that you might come to adjust, because you're not allowed to use them to look at coins or anything else as well, have a lace time, the law... there's no reason for this. Ella, the reason this is not because of that. Ella mishum shelo hutzas or barov adolek. The reason why you're prohibited to use these oils and wicks is not because you're not going to adjust them, but rather because you have to have the flame take hold of most of that which is burning. Okay? Right to two dots on top of Tezvav Amrav. Have it? Right on top. Beloved Shemakik, what is not allowed. No? Of Lobashem Kik was not allowed to use Kik oil for Chai Shabbos candles. Rabbi Yitzhak Shem Rabbi Laio said Kisusa. It's a kind of oil called Kisusa. Rabbi Yen Rabbi Yitzhak Shem Rabbi Yuda said Ofu Shmo Kik. It's a bird whose name is Kik. It's the name of the bird, the Kik bird. Tan Rabbi Shmuel says Vesakos, the bird mentioned to her, which is called the Kaos, Ze Kik. That is the bird called Kik. Below B'Shem and Sefer, one is not allowed to light Shabbos candles.
Are they saying that they use something of the bird for his
meat? Yeah, the fat of the bird or something like that. Yeah. Below B'Shem and Sefer. Now, Shem and Sefer is oil which of Truma which became Tommy. And Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to use that to light your Hanukkah candles. And now we're going to discuss that in some detail. Amar Rav Chisra, Chisra said, Zosa Meris, this teaches us, She'osu latzitzis ha'or b'mduras kachim, that one is not allowed to burn, to ignite a fire on a pile of stuff which is kachim, v'id lake of alechus b'Shabbos, and will continue to burn on Shabbos. Why is that? By virtue of the fact that we forbid you to use truma oil, it must be, certainly, you're not allowed to use kachim oil. And it must be because, why would you not be allowed to use kachim oil? It must be because you're not allowed to have kachim burn through Shabbos. Why? We'll see momentarily. But that's our assumption. V'atnina, and ask, how can you say this? Didn't we learn? one is allowed to ignite right before Shabbos the bonfire in the Beis HaMoked. The Beis HaMoked is the place where the Kohanim used to sleep at night and used to warm themselves up by the bonfire there. You're allowed to light that bonfire immediately before Shabbos begins. Only outside the Beis HaMikdash do you have to light the fire long enough before Shabbos that the majority of the bonfire takes flame. But if it's in the Beis HaMikdash, so in the Beis HaMikdash you're allowed to light right before Shabbos begins. Now the kasha is, how can you say you're Northwestern? Kasha is, didn't go either, did you? Didn't go, did you? Northwestern. The main celebrations are tonight, Northwestern. Expecting 10,000 people. All right. Your wife is there? Okay. But yeah, I'm sure he didn't go because of Kolisha. Israeli singer. Okay. So says the Gemara, wait a minute. So there, it says, In the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to. We're in the eighth line. Vatznina, didn't we learn a machizines urbum durus Beis HaMoked, was allowed to light a fire in the Beis HaMikdash right before Shabbos begins. Ubikvulinana outside the Beis HaMikdash, not right before Shabbos begins, but Kadesh Yotis Urbaruban, as long as most of the bonfire is ignited before Shabbos begins. The bottom line is what? That we see you're allowed to burn kachim on Shabbos, because you're allowed to burn a fire in the Beis HaMikdash. So how can you say, like we just said, that you're not allowed to burn kachim on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi says, oh, come on, give me a break, there's no comparison. But Shabbos k'siv lo ta'aseh kol melacha. On Shabbos it says, this Maduro's Beis HaMoked, is that a kachim fire? Is that a fire where you're burning holy wood? No, right? You're burning chulin wood in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim are getting warmed up by that, but not burning kachim, right? So what's the problem? That the melacha is being done on Shabbos, right? The only potential by the law is being done on Shabbos. Rabbi Yisik, with Shabbos k'siv lo sasa kol melacha. What does it say about Shabbos? Don't do any melacha on Shabbos. Nasi simi eleo. Here the melacha is being done on its own, right? Because you lit it before Shabbos, so there's no problem. However, Baram Hocha, but here, by terms of Kachim, Teira Amra, the Teira said, Ein Sarfines, a Kachim be Yontif. One is not allowed to burn Kachim on Yontif. We don't know what the Xeris Kachim is, we'll see momentarily. But that's here, this is a special date. You're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yontif, and that's why you cannot burn either Shem and Truma. Now, this is talking about now we're going to burn it on Yontif itself. Even if you begin it before Yontif, you're not allowed to have it burn continuously through Yontif. Special halacha. Yontif, on Yontif, and certainly on Shabbos, Kachim may not be burning. That's the halacha we're discussing here. Other than Korbanos, right? Kachim Shein Kavul Lemisman. Okay? Now, again, Bramocha Teroma ain't service of Kachim Yotif, not to bring Kachim Yotif. Vain Tzach Marbu Shabbos goes without saying on Shabbos, not allowed to bring Kachim either. Machom Isloy Malkein. What pasuk did you see that teaches us this? Lo Sosir Menor Adboker. It says, don't leave for the Korban Pesach till morning. Vanoisim Menor Adboker. And something which end part of, if you leave a part of it till morning, Boyish Tisrafu. You should burn it in the fire. Now it says Ad Boker twice. What are we learning from this? Achar Shnei Bekorim. That you have to wait 2 mornings in order to burn the Korban Pesach. Even though it became Nosar at midnight, you can't burn it the next morning. You have to burn it the morning after that. Echar Boker Shriyotiv. You have to delay till after the morning of Yontif. Ve'echol boker shel tes vav, I'm sorry, the 15th day of Nisan. Ve'echol boker shel yud vav. You have to wait till after the 6th, until the 60th day of Nisan. And you should know, uksivit, it says furthermore, v'anoyser b'sar zevach b'yom eshlishi b'yesh shisarif. It says now you will have to burn at night, mutzoy yontif. When do you have to burn it? During the day. B'yom eshlishi. And the third day. Now why? It must be you're not allowed to burn kachim on yontif. This is nicer, right? So burn on yontif. It's yontif. You're allowed to burn stuff on yontif, right? There's no din, no way to make a fire on yontif. So why could you burn on yontif? It must be there's a special halacha not to burn kachim on yontif. And if there's such a halacha on yontif, certainly it's true about Shabbos as well. Okay?
Tes Zion already is Chol HaMoed.
Yeah. It says wait till Chol HaMoed.
Okay, I thought you said Yud Vav, which is
really Tessayan. Yud Vav is Tessayan, right.
Yeah.
That's Chol HaMoed.
So you are allowed.
Right, that's when you're allowed to. In the morning, not at night. That's the stress here. In the morning.
Okay. So we're presuming. There clearly is not a clear cut Kabbalah saying you're not allowed to do it. We have to go roundabout to try to come to that conclusion that there is this issue of burning kachim on yontif. It should be straight out. Bring a raya from the Braisa, bring a raya from the Mishnah, bring something. But instead, we've got to sort of surmise it. So it's kind of strange.
I'm with you.
No, I think
you've gone through Gantz Bavli and much of Yerushalmi, and this is the first time you've seen it.
This is like a convention.
Yeah. Sorry, we are not sympathetic to your point of view. Too bad. Okay. So Ma'alotis is or b'mduras chametz. Now the Mashbiach here goes to town, and the truth is, I feel compelled to agree with him. He says Ma'alotis is or b'mduras chametz. There's no way to derive to burn chametz on Yontif for Shabbos, of course, not allowed to. But can you burn chametz on Yontif on Pesach? Right, you find chametz. So the law is we don't burn on Yontif.
Right.
You burn a Chol HaMoed, not a Chol HaMoed. But it's not an issue of the Raisa. That's what Gemara is discussing here. How do we know that it's Osir? I'll tell you. Ma'otis or M'duas Chomet. Ma'adiyolif. The truth is, I forgot. Mashbiach adds another step here. He says that this is talking about not just to burn on Yontif, but can you start before Shabbos Yontif and continue burning it on Shabbos Yontif? There was our Mishnah said, "Ein malikim b'shemen tzreifa b'Shabbos." What does it mean? At erev Shabbos, now use bench licht with shemen tzreifa, even though you began it from before Shabbos, right? Because it's halach of ein tzorfin kachim. Right? What about chametz? Same halacha? Does that have same halacha? Or do you want an erev Shabbos to burn chametz, and that should continue to burn on Shabbos? Are you allowed to do that or not? Okay. Mal, that's what it means. Mal lahatzis says the ur memduras chametz. Can you ignite the bonfire chametz before Shabbos already? Mandi olif lami noisar aser. He who learns from noisar says forbidden. Just like noisar, we're not allowed to burn on yontif. You have to wait till Chol HaMoed. So to chametz, you have to wait. Mandi olif lami noisar. He who doesn't learn out from noisar. Meaning, we'll see in a moment what we're referring to. Mutter. Hold it's mutter to burn the chametz through. What do you mean? Who's this man tomorrow who doesn't learn out from Noser? Learn what out from Noser? What are we trying? What are you learning out? I'm not trying to defining the problem here is. Clearly, it's not that one person. Tana A learned from Noser, and Tana B did not learn from Noser, but from somewhere else. There are two concepts. There's kachim, which is Noser, which you may not burn on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and then there's seichulin, meduras beis amokin, which you may burn on Shabbos or Yom Tov, right? as long as you ignite before Shabbos. So when the Gemara is talking about man diyoliminoser, man loyoliminoser, it's not an accurate description of the situation. What it means to say is there's a man d'amru who says chametz is like noisar, and that's like kachim, and therefore you can't burn it on Shabbos Yontif, even if you lit it from before Shabbos Yontif began. And there's another man d'amru who holds that chametz is like regular chulin, like the Maduro's Beis HaMoiked. As long as you light it right before Shabbos Yontif begins, it may continue to burn on Shabbos Yontif. Okay, that's the man d'lo yoliv minoitzer. He doesn't draw a parallel between chametz and bona fide kachim. He draws a parallel between chametz and other kinds of fire. Okay? Says the Gemara, let's see it inside now. Umad lo yoliv no minoitzer muter. Who is that? I'll tell you that is Rav Acha b'shem Rav Chisda said Zoysameris, the opinion which we brought before, which tells us Shabuta Latitis or Mimduras Kachim, that one is allowed to ignite a Madura of Kachim, v'yid the lake of Alech Shabbos, and continue to burn on Shabbos. Why? Because he's learning it, he's saying the Madura's Beis HaMoked was like a Madura's Kachim. Okay? What? That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not getting the point across. That chametz, right, it's quasi-kachim. In other words, chametz is like quasi-kachim and not like kachim. But it doesn't mean that you can burn kachim on yontif. Obviously, he knows the chul and kachim itself. What he's saying is that chametz is like the quasi-kachim, which you may burn on Shabbos yontif as long as you start it from beforehand. So he doesn't learn it. There are two. Really, what we're looking at is whether we should make chametz like true kachim through and through, or like the quasi kachim. So that we say that's a machlokus. There's a man d'amar who says it's like bona fide kachim, and you may not burn it on through Shabbos or Yontif at all. There's another man d'amar who would draw a parallel to Maduras Beis HaMoiked. Where? On me? Okay. Along came a spider and sat down beside him. Yes.
The chametz are basically really a bottle.
Huh?
The chametz is bottle.
So yeah. How could it be? No, but there's a mitzvah to be mevaret anyway. It's a mitzvah to be mevaret.
I know that. How could it be kodesh?
It's not Kaddish, but it's like Kachim in this respect. See, that's another point the Mashbiach makes. He says it's not Kaddish, but just like Kaddish is mitzvah to burn if he comes nosar, so to chametz is mitzvah to burn. So he draw a parallel between the mitzvahs. That's the question, to what extent the parallel is drawn. So make mamish like Kachim or quasi Kachim. Okay? That's the issue. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Yehuda in the Bavli, I assume it's in the Ushami too, we haven't gone to Ushami Pesach yet, but the Bavli says that the mitzvah of Bir Chametz is Davka Bisreifa. I think he learns it out from Nosar. If I recall correctly, he learns it out from Nosar. So the flip side of that would be to learn the prohibition of burning from Nosar as well. Although that flip side would only follow me to Rabbanah, not to Raisa. But it would be a similar idea.
Maybe it's so elementary but it never dawned on me. The notion that Hektish has an aspect of Chulin to it.
Oh, do you mean that Kachim owns things that are Chulin?
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually, in the Bavli, I don't know if you were in the Bavli at that point yet, in the mornings, but we actually grappled with that at the beginning of Zvachim and Menachos. Until we finally came to the conclusion that there's Hektiv, Kachim, Bedek Abayis, Kachim is Bech, Kachim, Bedek Abayis, and stuff which is Chulin, which Kachim, which Hektish owns. There's a lot of stuff like that, and this is one of the things. Yeah, there's no meila obviously by this because it's not owned by Kochei Bedek Abayis, this wood. Otherwise, the Kohanim couldn't stand there warming their hands. It would be also to do. Okay. It says more further. Vat Ninon asked the Gemara. Wait a minute. If that's that which we said in our Mishnah. Ain malikim b'shemen sreifa. You're not allowed to burn shemen sreifa. Why not? Right? Why can't this be also now the Mashbiach and the Noam Yerushalmi both take out the word Biyontif, which appears here. Because in our mission it doesn't say Emalikim Shemet Sreifa Biyontif, it says Velo B'Shemet Sreifa. You're not allowed to burn Shemet Sreifa, period. Meaning on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to burn it. So why not? Why can't you burn it? Why can't this be like Madura Space Hamokin? After all, this is only quasi-kutchim, right? On the contrary, this is very, this is Truma. It's not kutchim. So why can't you burn it? Why can't you burn it today? Use it to, as your to bench licht. What's wrong with using the bench licht? What's the problem? So says the Gemara, I'll tell you. Mivnei Yontif Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. The truth is, you would be allowed to burn it from before Shabbos begins. That's true. We're afraid, however, sometimes Yontif comes on Erev Shabbos. When Yontif comes on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to burn Shemitz Reifa. On Yontif itself, you're not allowed to burn Shemitz Reifa. Why is that? I forgot. Why is that? Does that run out from those, sir? Just give me a second here.
Rather,
he must erect defense and no proper defense. So taught me that law.
Mishum
Dina,
time to
defend
the law with the law. He taught a remedy against
one who would take advantage of the situation created by that law and gave it a good purpose. Good, right?
Yeah, no, he says because.
Ella, but in the later case, where they agreed to build jointly. They agreed they're going to build jointly, right? You have to make a cousin if you can become. Dina Kitani. Dina Kitani. Diktani Tekundra. The Tana teaches a substance of law that he was able to use. He says, because we're not from Noser. We learn from Noser, even though I guess it's only Limadura Durabona, it can't be Doraisa. Because Shemin Sreifa is Truma, not Kochim. But he says we learn out from.
There was no need for the Tana to teach us the partners in the construction of what was shared.
Maybe it is the Raisa.
Obviously, so. Right? Hence, he authored the latter ruling only for the sake of teaching the remedy. Rava's question, therefore, remains unanswered.
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's only the Rabbanan. When the Yerushalmi says, you can't. That's for sure. But the question is whether it's by the application of the Truma is the Raisa or the Rabbana. That it should be also to use the Shemin Sreif on Erev Shabbos, which is not a Yontif, that's clearly the Rabbana. That was saying it's clearly the Rabbana. The Shaila is whether it's an Isser to use it when Erev Shabbos comes out on Yontif. When Friday is a Yontif, is then the Doraisa Drabona not to burn Kochim on that, not to burn the Shemitz Reif on that day? My hunch is that it's the Drabona. That it's the Drabona not to burn on that day, because it's similar to Kochim. Not that it's Kochim Mamish. Because it's not Nosar, it's not comparable at all, right? I mean, it's comparable, but it's not comparable on a Doraisa level. That's my hunch, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. When I think when I was looking this afternoon, I assumed that it was the Raisa. But now I don't think it's the Raisa. I think it's only the Rabbana. Okay, again, we're not allowed to burn Shemit Sreifa. Why not? You're starting before Shabbos. It's not true. It's not true. Kachim, why is it also? So it says Gemara. I tell you why. Mnei Yontif Shchalios Be'erev Shabbos. Because the Yontif which comes in Erev Shabbos, and we don't want you to burn the Shemit Sreifa. Okay, I think this is right. Mnei Yontif Shchalios Be'erev Shabbos. Because when Yontif comes in Erev Shabbos, we don't want you burning the Shemit Shel Truma then. Because it looks like burning Kachim, and therefore, as part of the Gzeira, it's Gzeira. But as part of the Gzeira, we say, you know what? Never bench lift with Shemitz Reifa, even when it's not a Yontif, even when it's Tam Erev Shabbos, don't use Shemitz Reifa. Now, along those lines, ask more. Meato Ema Ligim Shemitz Reifa Belaila. If you're going to say that, then you should never be allowed to use truma oil, truma tamei oil, which Shem and Tzreifa is, at night. Why not? Because Hashem Shein serving as a kachim alayla. So Lachin now allowed to bring kachim at night. Where do we see that from Noiser? Because it says by Yom Hashlishi, only on the third day, right during the day. So if you're going to say that truma is similar to kachim, so then you shouldn't be allowed to burn truma tamei at night, because then people might make the mistake of burning kachim at night. And we know Shem and Tzreif was used very often for illumination. So says the Gemara, on Rabbi Yechon, Yardu L'Bshitas Rabbi Shmuel. Those who are matir burning truma tamei at night, Shem and Tzreif, is similar to that Rishav Rabbi Shmuel said. Kimot Rabbi Shmuel Amar, just like Rabbi Shmuel said, Tinok Shavar Zmano. This is an amazing sheet. I don't remember this from the Bavli. I mean, he brings Zanya aside. I need Vomis. Vomis is one of my weakest mesechtas. But they don't learn this. The other parts, besides the first few blocks. Come on, Rabbi Shmuel. Come on, Rabbi Shmuel. Just like Rabbi Shmuel says, Tinok Shavar Zmano Nimo Ben Biyom Ben Belaylo. Rabbi Shmuel holds a child after the eighth day can have a milah at night. It's only on the eighth day that it's dafka during the day. But lachar zmano, it's a night and day. Once the period begins, the period continues. Okay? It's an amazing chiddush, right? Okay? So, k'mod Rabbi Shmuel Amar, tinok shavar zmano. This like the he says that a tinok nemo tinok could be nemo both at night and ben that day. Kach offers money service ben biyoma ben balayla. So too by kachim by noisar, once the time passed, the yom hashlishi can burn it both at night, both the day. So that's why he could burn truma tmeya at both at night, both the day. So it says, oh, wait a minute. What do you mean? What's the comparison? By Mila, there's a time after which you can do it both night and day, after the eighth day. By Kachim, after the third day, by Yom HaShlish, you can do it both night and day. But Shem and Tzreifa, there's no Lachar's Mano. What's the comparison? When's Lachar's Mano by Shem and Tzreifa? So says more Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, became Shinit Mo Kamisha Avar's Mano. Once it becomes Tame, it's as if it's Avar's Mano. So therefore, you can burn it both night and day because it's similar to Bris Mila. Okay? Tani, now how do we know Rabbi Shmuel's wrong? Just a second. Tani, we learned.
Aren't you supposed to have the bris as soon as possible? As soon as medically or whatever the reason was that you were to...
Well, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says, at night too.
So, burning truma, is that supposed to be burnt as soon as you're...
No. It's not a biur halacha. You're allowed to have anah from it, so it's not a biur. It can wait. In that case, it's not, in that respect, it's not 100% similar. But they're both lachar zman. In other words, because whenever you get around to it, that's after the time, because the zman, so to speak, is when it's still tahar. Let me just say, I'm curious if this actually is in the Yavamas here. No, it's certainly not explicit here.
There's a clear sheet of Rabbi Shmuel.
There's a clash the Gemara has. Maybe Rabbi Lozer asked Rabbi Yechonon, "Ainly a nimel shmini sheini mel biyom." Minay the rabbis the tisha laasar lechodesar. How do you know that even on the 9th, the 10th, 11th day is only nimo bayoyim and not at night? But it doesn't bring down the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel that he is nimo at night. It just comes to bavorn to preclude that. To fend off such a shita, but never notes that there is such a shita. So we stand vindicated. It's unique to the Yerushalmi. Okay, so says we're Tai Rabbi Yosef Kumi Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yosef in front of Rabbi Yechanan, Minayin, very similar to that, Bami, in fact, were also, it was Rabbi Lezer asked Rabbi Yechanan, the same question. Minayin Chol Nimola Shaloyul Nimola Abiyayim, how do anybody get to Bris Mila even after the 8th day, it's only during the day? Talmud Loima Uvayayim, it says in the day. Amalei Rabbi Yechanan said, V'yesh kan zu. There is a thing here. Now, a thing means there's an exception. There's something which la'achar zman, even though mila, even la'achar zman, it's got to be during the day, I have an exception to that rule. What's the exception to that rule? Kol mechuyave tfilois, any woman who has to go to the mikveh. Well, anybody has to go to the mikveh. Tell them the kedarka, but you're going to go to the mikveh during the day. Chutz mi nida v'yoledes, except for nida or a yoledes, she'enot v'el zelbalai, you have to go to the mikveh at night. Right? Now, what about nida shavar zmano? What about nida who was after the 7th day? So tovelas bein b'yoyim bein b'layla. So she can go to the mikveh also during the day and at night. In other words, even though milah is only during the day, tefillah is only during the day, tefillah is both day and night. Okay.
How is the core for? Because I know years ago in St. Louis, where the mikveh was a very bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
So what a woman would do is after his mom, they would go to the mikveh.
Yeah. The Masech Dini and Bavli, it's also brought down. It is brought down, yeah. Okay? All right. Such a big game. All right, so let's go further. Dosh Rabbi Chia Baraba, Litzuroi. Rechia Baraba, dashing this to people in Tyre. Neither Shavar Zmanat, Tovels, Bembeyom, Bembelai, once the time is passed, should be Tovel both at night and during the day. In Bavel, they said, however, Afilu Avar Zmano, even the time has passed, she shouldn't table during the day. Except for a case of Sakana. They were afraid her mother-in-law or her daughter might see her and say, oh, Sarah the Tzadekes goes to the mikveh during the day, I could also go to the mikveh during the day. And she won't realize that Sarah is going late, and there will be big problems with that. Okay, Isha Achaz Michelle Rabbeinu, one of the Rebbetzins, I think is what it means. One of the wives of our rabbis, Roya Sotavels Kedaka Biyot, they started tabling from her neither during the day. No, so what justification was that? Nomar, we will say Muberes Manoi, so it was after the time, and that's why it was permissible. Okay. Nido Shenansa Vitovla. Now this is totally irrelevant to what we were talking about before. A Nido was forced, shoved into the mikveh. She didn't intend to go to the mikveh. She was pushed in, right? Shami B'Shem Rabbi Shami, some Amora, in name of Shem Rav, in name of Rav, Toyer Lebeisa. She can go and have relations with her husband, Utzmeil Taros, but she can't eat Taros. And we pass this way, Loch Lamaisa, that by Taros you need Kavana to go to the mikveh. I forget what's a special limit for it. I don't know if he brings, somebody brought it down.
The person who's in charge of has to be a trustworthy person for most of the
I don't know, he does not hear. But for Taros you need to have intent. Not for your husband. So therefore, well, if she falls into the mikveh or something like that, so Torah Lebeso to Mela Taros. She's Torah for her husband, but she can't eat Taros. Rabbi Lozer B'Sharon Echanina said, she can't even have relations with her husband. Umay Taima, what's the pasuk that teaches this? V'kubash sheni svitoher. It says by a garment which had saras, which is not a din in taros, it's not a din eating shuma, right? The garment became tummy, and now it becomes tar. So it says, gotta be washed twice. Once the beginning of 7 days, once at the end of 7 days. It says, second time, it becomes tohar. Mari shayna ladas, avashni ladas. Well, just like the first tefillah, the beginning of the 7 days has to be intentional, so too the last tefillah. We know shayna ladas, how we know the first tefillah, the beginning of the 7 days, had to be with intentional. And because it says v'tzivoha kohen v'chibso. It says the kohen should direct or command and watch it off. wash out the garment. Lo das, right? Because it has to be with the intent, with the Kohen's command. So here too, he wants to say that just like a garment, in order to become tor, needs to have das, so too a woman, in order to become tor, even for us, which needs to have das. Okay, now the next word, v'chein, the mashkiyah mashbiyah calls it v'anan. Really, not much of a difference. It means we. Now, v'ana chaymin rabbanan mekadmin li'ibura. We saw rabbanan going early to ibura. Now, this is a very interesting machlokes between the Korban Eda and Pnei Moshe, what this means. Mamish, antithetical, not antithetical, completely different pshatim. The Korban Eda learns it's talking about Ibur Shana, so about going to make a leap year. We saw the rabbis going early to make leap years. So Rav Nachman Shem Rav Yehuda said, mitzvah la'akdim k'day l'zayis mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah to go early to make the leap years, in other words, to go make the cheshbon, because there's a reason makdim in l'mitzvahs. Okay? And this is telling us that there's a concept that there's a reason makdim in l'mitzvahs, that you do mitzvahs as diligently as possible. And so, too, when you come to light candles in Erev Shabbos, you should do it as early as possible. Okay, that's how he learns it. It was very difficult because coming out of left field. The Bnei Moshe has a little bit of a different shot, which makes him more in context of our Gemara. Not a little bit of a different shot, a lot of a different shot. Makes the context of our Gemara. He says, Libura means for pregnancy. What it means is that the rabbis would allow Tzvila during the day after the seventh day in order that the woman should get home, should be able to have relations right at the beginning of the night to facilitate conception. Because it seems that in order to conceive properly, it's best to be free that night, so to speak, in an early time to have relations. And then, so Rabbana, in that case, allowed her to go during the day in order to become pregnant as a way to get her to conceive more readily. Okay. Says Mora, Basis Rav Nachman Manana said, mitzvah akhtin is ours. Mitzvah always be makhtin to do things quickly in order to be a diligent mitzvah.
So, but what they do is they postpone her tefillah to the next morning.
Right, but she goes in the morning, but after the 7th day is over, right. Okay? Basis social bas la'alik mi kohenes. Now, although we said you can't use Shemin Sreifa to bench lift, what if you got to bring a candle from your next door neighbor's Kohen to your house? Okay? So, Batsi Sosha Basla, leave me Kohenis, Tavelsis Absila B'Shemin Sreifa Madlek. She could dip her wick in Shemin Sreifa just to get the candle across the lawn from neighbor to her house. In other words, minute amount of Shem and Sreifa to keep the wick burning for a couple of seconds while she crosses the Lord, that when our goes around, she can allow that to burn over Shabbos. Rav Huna B'Shem Rabbi Yonai said, Shas Mishlacha Zevi Moisa, when Rabbanu allowed, this was a time when there were a lot of foxes, wolves. And they allowed, in that time, they allowed non-Kohanim to use Shem and Sreifa. The law about Basin Ubitel. And once they allowed it at that time, they never rose afterwards and barred the allowance. No, it's once the kula stuck, the kula stuck. Okay? We don't have such concepts anymore. What? Yeah. Chomra stick, not cool. So, come on, entertainment time on. No editorials tonight. Come on, entertainment time on. Like you said over there, Lo Amad Basin, Ubitel, and other places, says Basin didn't get up and cancel it. The Kol Amad Basin, Ubitel. Here too, Basin did not cancel the permissibility for Yisrael under certain circumstances to use Shem and Sreifa. Okay? Now, what are the circumstances which is permissible? Bokro Shokoin. Shoyovidate to Yisrael. A Kohen's cow was working by a regular Yisrael. Okay? Kohen's cow, regular Yisrael. So in that case, V'chein Kelev Shokoin Shoyah Nerag Eitz Yisrael. Also, if the there's a regular Yisrael who's a tailor and he's fixing the garments of a Kohen, so he can use Shemen Sreifa, the Yisrael. Why is that? Because for the purpose of the Kohen. We had this back himself to Trumos. You're not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa. A Yisrael, or a Levi for that matter, is not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa outright. But he can use it for the purpose of a Kohen. For the purpose of a Kohen, even if you're mending for the Kohen or such like, that's also considered for the purpose of the Kohen. Okay? Yisrael v'kayishu shufim chanus. So to Yisrael and a Kohen were partners in a store. Memalu Yisrael saneh Yisrael can fill the candle with shemen sreifa vola balali and go up to the second floor, the attic. The Arba Chanus will come down to the store. Last with Tzrachav to show Kohen to do the work for the Kohen, which was his partner. Avlo Tzrachav Shei Yisrael, but not his own work. So it has to be work which is for the greater good of the common partnership.
I thought the Kohen can't get
Hanor from Shemen. On the contrary, he's supposed to get Hanor. He can't eat it, but he's supposed to get Hanor from it. Okay? Kohen Yisrael Lasso Simo Cheshbon. If a Kohen comes to Yisrael's house to make a reckoning with him, Vili Gagaba Shemet Sreifa, and he lights on top of them Shemet Sreifa, Abba Bishamar HaKohen Velchol, even the Kohen left the room. Eim Echai Ben Osul Chaboso, Yisrael is not required to extinguish the light unless till it goes out on its own, in which case, of course, it can't relight it with Shem Yisrael Sreifa. Rabbi Chananiah ben Archbori, who was Yisrael, have also made Revite, he went to do work, Gabi Rabbi Chia Tziporaya, Rabbi Chia from Tzipori. Miazil Umezel, when he went back home at night, right, Miazil Umezel, when he went, wanted to go back home at night, have a moli butzino shemen sreifa. So his employer, Rabbi Chia Tziporia the Kohen, filled his lamp with shemen sreifa. Ask Gemara, how can you do this? Look at time and remember that we're not already trying to say, last the tzorch of Shokoi, when may the Shemen Sreva be used by Yisrael, but only it's for the need of the Koi? Have a little talk of Yisrael, but not for the need of Yisrael, and here it's Yisrael's need to get home, right? I mean, so they responded, you know why this is Tzorch Koin? Because the law of Avik came, law of Asi. If the Koin wouldn't have given oil for the way home, he wouldn't come again. So therefore, it was for the Tzorch of the Koin. Sorry, Mema, they want to say, Mato Bese Matfile, that when he got. I forgot what this means, 1 second. Oh, yeah. When he got home, who was this? Chanani ben Achbori, he would have to extinguish the lamp. Which he couldn't use the lamp further, in other words, he could use it to get home. Because that's also an intent of it to come back. But once he got home, you should have to extinguish it. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina said, Ayidei Kain have a shachar. If he, now this is a typo. It should be tahar, according to Rabbi Moshe, or choshach, according to Mashbiach. What it means is that part of the incentive for him to come is not just the fact that he gets the oil to walk home with him, but rather he gets the oil to use at home. That's so he stays away late. Doesn't say he uses it till morning, right? It sounds like it's just, but maybe. By day came a cards, and by this he awakens, and that's sufficient. Ada Shamsha, Shoal Rabbi Ami. Ada Shamsha, Ada the Shamas, as Rabbi Ami. Again, here's the polar machlokas between the Karban Ada and the Bnei Moshe. Kigo, begin the honor, Tzavi Psilta Minchola. I literally cover the color, but here means coat. My wicks with chola. Now, what does this chola mean? So, the kohen means I go and I get my wicks from a kohen who's sick. And since the kohen's sick, so I go visit him. And since the Kohen wants to make sure I come back visiting him, he gives me Shemen Sreifa to take home, right? So am I allowed to use it? Am I allowed to use this the Shemitz Reifa, if I'm mevatel it in other wicks, right? By itself, I can't, right? But now, what if I'm mevatel it? Okay, that's his question. Is it batel when I put it with other wicks? That's the carbonator. Now, the plain Moshe says, no. This type of case, not where there's a kohen chole, but where there's oil, which is chulin oil. Chola is not chole, but chulin. It means if I have a lot of Shemitz Reifa wicks and I want to dip some of them in chulin oil, does it cancel the underlying Shemitz Reifa or not? Right? So according to the Kabbalah Moshe, let's see the Gemara's answer. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei. So he said, Batilu agapisilos. No. Because it's batil on top of the psilos. Meaning that the, since the majority of the wicks still have truma oil on them, Shemitz Reifa oil, the fact that one of them you dipped in the chulin as well, it doesn't help you use the rest of the wicks. Okay? So as long as part of it is in Shemitz Reifa, you're not allowed to use any of the wicks. Why? Because the mutter one is Bata Barov. That's how the Pnei Moshe learns. Again, Pnei Moshe learned one of the wicks I dipped in the chulin. That wick is Bata and all the other wicks. Tough luck. You can't use it. According to the carbonator, the question is, if I took a wick from a Kohen who's sick, am I allowed to continue to use it? And on that, the answer would be a Kula, not a Chumra. What's the Kula? The answer would be, Omele Bata Gai Basilis, yes. Because it's once you took it from Kohen who's sick, it's batel, meaning you're allowed to continue using it because you got a bederech cheter. Okay, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi horli ilan devar nechemi kid. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi taught the household by nechemi like we just learned. Rabbi Ami nasi psila. Now there was a Sherman Sreifa wick in the house, I don't know if the same maisa, continuation of new maisa. Rabbi Ami Nasib Sili, he took a wick which had Shemitz Reif on it. Rabbi Laya, lo Nasib Sili, wouldn't take a wick. Velomedi Rabbi Laya, Rabbi Ami, does Rabbi Laya agree to Rabbi Ami that he can use one where Shemitz Reif, right? Because the wick is batel, or whatever scenario, or the kohen's not makmi, whatever the case may be, it was a case where it was okay. So says the Gemara, you're right. Hypothetically, there's no problem using it. The problem is chashashu mishum gezel. He's afraid that maybe it's considered to be theft. How is it considered to be theft? Because maybe the Kohen doesn't want his wick taken. Why shouldn't the Kohen want his wick taken? What does he care? I'll tell you, it's a good question. Says Gemara, b'kulam min hadein shimsha b'beisei baz b'zah b'hekdesha. Because a certain shamash in the house used to make a mockery of hektish. So therefore, he didn't want to use a psila of Shemitz Reifa, lest the shamash in the house start using psilas of kachim. So it wasn't really theft. Although he calls it gezel, it's not really gezel. What it means is other alternate problems. Not the Shemitz Reifa problem itself, but maybe some other problem will crop up, and therefore he didn't want to use the Shemitz Reifa, period. Gamliel Zuga, Shaul Rabasi, Gamliel Zuga as Rabbi Asi, Ma'ul Osif Toko Shem Chulin Mali. If you have Shem and Seva, can you add Chulin oil and light it? Amalei said, Lo Tani Rabbi Yeshia El Emachayim Nosol Matzoso. The old says is you don't have to extinguish it once it's lit. But you're not allowed to be mevatel isser l'chatchila. You're not allowed to be mevatel nature of the isser by adding on chulin to Shemitz Reifa. If it happens, it happens. But for you to go and do it, says the Gemara, that you're not allowed to do. Okay? Says the Gemara, I'm Revo. Revo said, Shonli Rabbi Yonasan ben Achamoy. Rabbi Yonasan ben Achamoy taught me, Bas Kohen, Shoyso Medosh Erev Shabbos Simcha Sheikha. A daughter of a Kohen was standing Friday evening as night was falling. We are the Nair, she had in her hand a candle. It was so called Shemitz Reifa. And in this candle is Shemitz Reifa. Harezu Mosefis Atoho Shemin Chol Kosher. She can add on a minimal amount of weekday oil umadlekas and lighter for Shabbos candles. Amalei, so Taki, you're allowed to do this because it's using Shemin Sreifa, right? There's no chulin even here. I'm sorry, you are mostly chulin. But then we say now to be invited to the chatzchila. What's the permissibility to do this? She's adding a chulin, right? How is she permitted to do this? So Amalei Reb Zira said, Mauta Mavative. This guy is serving his halacha. The Abiyadus Ben Achmoy. What kind of a dude is he? Is he okay? Is he not okay? Amalei says that all of the Bukatu. He's a great man. Ubaki Mishnah Seinu Ava. And you know our Mishnah is backwards and forwards. Upirsha Rabbi Chachia Tachmin Kami Rabbi and Rabbi Chachia Kfar Tachmin said over this whole episode in front of Rabbi Umas Nisei Chachim, and Rabbi made him one of the Rabbonim of the city, one of the Rabbonim of the country. So I don't know exactly what went on here. I mean, there's a machlokus whether you're allowed to use Shemin Sreifa when you're allowed to be Mavato Shemin Sreifa in order to use it. So for some reason, the person who said you are allowed to, he got great praise for having said so. Alright. Says more for us. At least in this case. In most cases, not, but in this case, yes. That's what it sounds like. Velobacha, you're not allowed to use fats. Rabruna said, that's only if it's absolute fat. But you put a little bit of oil, you can use it. Yossi boy, Yossi asked, Monica, what are we talking about? If it's already dissolved, the oil, you know, it's not congealed. So if you lona sell it to Hashem, you don't need the oil. Vitani Shmuel said, the truth is that as long as it's not fully congealed, it's considered to be moist, right? So you don't need any additional steps, right? I skip. Okay. If on the other hand it's not at all dissolved, I feel not so Hashem, so what good does it do to put oil in it? It's not dissolved. What goes to do to put oil? So it says, Asar b'chanina and Rabruna b'shem Rabbanav and said, Chelim b'hutach, you should know, but we're not really answering the question. We're just giving alternate approach. Chelim b'hutach, if you have heated for animal fat, so they're liquefied, v'kirvei doving and the innards of fish, you can use to light Shabbos candles. What happened? Ani Meis, it was late coming, Kumei Rav, in front of Rav on Friday night. Amalei, so Rav said, Hey Navisa, where were you? Amalei, so Rav Ashi answered, Boy, Meshach the Zayas, I wanted to find olive oils for my Shabbos candles. I wanted to give my Rebbetzin jar olive oil. Amalei, so he said to him, Velo, Avilo, Kirby Doggy, why don't you use fish innards? Right? He's why is that? Because as long as it's liquefied, it's okay. He's tani, there's a tana, Lord, he even be malika benef, which is like oil. He's tani, a malika benef. There's another opinion which shows you can't use oil. On Rav Chisar, Rav Chisar said, malikin, that which says you can use oil is mahu achomas with black oil. The opinion that you can't light with oil is talking about a case where it's the bahin chay chiva with the white oil. Do sakona, it's dangerous to it's dangerous. I don't know, to drink or whatever the case may be. It has some danger attention. What? And I said drink. I'm sorry, because it doesn't burn properly. It makes sparks.
Makes sparks.
Yeah, that is a drink. Yeah, it's more. It doesn't burn evenly. It doesn't burn evenly. Okay? Raji says the flame far flies around and shoots off and can burn down the house. Okay. Emali Shemit Sreifa Biyontif. One is not allowed to use Shemit Sreifa on Yontif. Right? Now, we already had in the first Mishnah, right? We said, Veloba Zephyr, Veloba Shava, Veloba Shemakik, Veloba Shemit Sreifa. Right? But here we're saying specifically on Yontif. The first Mishnah was the Gzeira. And here is here's basically the same Zera over again. Alright.
This is maybe the first issue was Shabbos.
Even on Shabbos, right, that's a good point. Rabbi Shmuel says, Ain My leaking be trumming neck for the Shabbos. Can't use itron oil on because of cover the Shabbos. V'chachoy matirom ilayidus b'chol hashmonim or oil. Shem shushim pes sesame oil. Shem negozim nut oil. Shem and snonos turnip oil. Shem and dogim fish oil. Shem bakuos. I forgot what kind of oil. Bitron of aneft. Those as well. Etavimer emalki of Shem's eyes. V'ad you can't use Shem's eyes. Says more b'chol ilayin kadmoy madlikin. Now that all the things that you're allowed to use, you're allowed to use, except of course Sherman Straightforward says you're not allowed to use. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Emali Mitromine Kvod Shabbos. Ask more Mabin Itron Mabin Kivre Dogim. Why can't you use Itron and why can't you use fish innards? Why can't you use Itron and why can't you use fish innards? They both stink. Says the Markire Dogin Kozman Shame Dokin Ein Rechol Ra. By the fish inners, as long as they're burning, it's not a problem. They don't smell bad. Only Kovu Rechol Ra. Only once they're out, that's when they have a bad smell. So as long as you're Makayim, the mitzvah of Neir Shabbos is no problem, right? So therefore it's okay. Itron, however, Ben Kova Ben Dog, whether it's burning or it's out, Rechol Ra, it stinks, and therefore you know how to use it, okay? Because it's going to ruin your Shabbos. Now the Mashbiach brings down here, the Gemara intends to ask a question now. Gemara asks, if that's the case, why is it saying in the Mishnah that you don't use Itron and they cover the Shabbos? Let it say because it has a bad smell. What does it mean cover Shabbos? What kind of a game are we playing here? So that's what I'll tell you. Shalotom Arhula Reichol Ra. You might say, if we said Itron is Reich Ra, you might say Itron is Mamish the same thing as excrement, right? V'yeitor Herchik Arba Amos. They have to stay 4 amos away from it. L'fum Kane. It says, Tzorch Meimar Eimah Likim Bo. That's why it said Eimah Likim Bo, because it's, because it has covered as Shabbos, right? Tell you that it's not covered Shabbos, but its bad smell is not a bad smell, which requires distancing of 4 amos away from the commodity. Okay? Chachoy matir choshmoni, Chachoy says you're allowed to light with all oils. Only for oil, olive oil. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri al Raglov. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri got very excited about this. He stood up and said, what are the Babylonians got to do? They only got sesame oil. They only got nut oil. Alexandria people, Alexandria got to do. They only got turnip oil. They don't even do this. They must have had fish innards. Masha should be, it's a typo, says the Kormeira, Elcha Masha Osu Chachomilvad. Or that Chachomim Asa explicitly is Osu, everything else is Mutter. Tayyar Shemuloz Omer, however, Ema Likim Betsuri, you know how to use Tsuri, which is some sort of sap, Mimneshu Srap, because it is a sap. And as a sap, it's not considered to be a valid form of fuel, and therefore you can't use it. We'll stop here for this evening.